We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in on a Monday, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Nathan Williams producing today. Time to chat about the first-round pick of the Chiefs. Xavier Worthy played his college ball at University of Texas.
What a better opinion to get than Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns here on 610 Sports Radio. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. Josh, great to be on with you guys this morning.
I'm surprised you didn't have another game to broadcast somewhere that you would have time at 9 o'clock in the morning. Don't you have another game somewhere sometime today?
Let me tell you, at 10 o'clock last night in Norman, Oklahoma, we wondered how much longer that thing was going to drag out. They had a, you know, because of all the tornadoes and the storms in Oklahoma on Saturday, they had a doubleheader yesterday. It started at 1, and then around 9:45, the first game was 3 hours and 40 minutes. You always got to love that. And then 45 minutes between the games. And then the second game was 12 to 10 after 7, and they stopped because of weather. And then we waited almost an hour, and then finally at 10 o'clock, the Big 12, I think, had told the University of Oklahoma, if you can't restart the game by 10 o'clock because it's the last game of the series and all this. And so they finally shut it down around 10 o'clock. So it was a long day's journey in the night.
Sounds like you need a pitch clock in college baseball.
Well, or a faster one.
Yeah, right.
It's 20 seconds now. Maybe it should be six seconds. Or something.
I'll tell you what, though, with the pitch clock in Major League Baseball, I don't know from the college perspective for you. I find myself binging more baseball today and going at the end of the night. I can't believe the night's over already. Like, it ends so fast. It's been great for baseball.
Well, and I'll tell you, as a guy who is, who has connections with friends in Kansas City, and then also a lifelong, long-suffering Dodger fan, that means a lot of late-night viewing for me. So I'm with you on that. I'm one of those guys that watch a lot of baseball and enjoy it, even though sometimes it'll take me into the late hours of the night, early the next morning.
Right. Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, with us here on 610 Sports Radio. So tell us about Xavier Worthy. What made him the right first-round pick for the Chiefs?
Well, you can start with what the old baseball coach Cliff Gustafson at Texas used to say. His favorite quote was, "Speed ain't never had a bad day." And I think that was the case with X. I mean, obviously, he was very fast, and the combine time shows that. But more so than just the speed, fellas, I think when he arrived on campus, he demonstrated an ability to get open, to make big catches, to make big plays, and just kind of to be a game changer and a game breaker, and could do it in the biggest moments. None bigger, but certainly, than that game at Alabama last year, and that was a tough rated catch he made over the shoulder right over the top of the defense after flying past him. So I think that's part of it. He also really demonstrated, I thought, some resiliency in coming back. He'd had a broken hand in the second half of the 2022 season, and nobody really knew about it outside, obviously, the medical staff and the coaches, but, I mean, the general public didn't know. So he took a lot of heat. He took a lot of criticism because there were some drops in the second half of that season, and folks didn't know until later. And that's the way he wanted it, and that's the way the coaches wanted it. So he was taking the heat, but he didn't say anything about it and just went back to work and then came back last year and was just tremendous with what he did. And you know, teaming on the opposite side from Adonai Mitchell, he and A.D. Mitchell were a 1-2 punch that just made it extremely difficult for defenses to lock down on. And that's why I think he's a great fit for the Chiefs with the weapons and with what Patrick Mahomes has at his disposal. I think he makes a great addition to the Chiefs' attack.
The question about weight. He played at that weight in college. I always wonder, like, okay, put on a few more pounds and can make it work in the NFL. But weight's always kind of been a question, right?
Yeah, it really is. And I heard that there was one national pundit who wasn't real crazy about Xavier Worthy in his draft stock. And said, well, he's a track guy. He's a track guy. I'm like, anything wrong with the track guys? I mean, there's been some good ones over the years. So, and a lot of – you had a pretty good one there in Kansas City named Jamal Charles, who was a track guy. You know, just because you ran track doesn't mean you're not durable enough. And, that, you know, he can take the punishment. And I do think he'll probably put on a little more weight without dropping that speed. I mean, the speed is going to be the big attractive quality, certainly, with the way he can extend defenses and stretch defenses. I think that's the biggest thing. But that doesn't mean that he can't be beef up maybe a little bit while retaining the lion's share of his speed. So I think they'll probably try to strike the right balance there.
Well, Craig, and this is going to date all three of us, obviously, when I use this analogy, but I think like the failures of Willie Gault and some of the other guys that the Raiders drafted over the years at the wide receiver positions that were burners that never amounted to anything, I think that has drastically, especially from a guy like a Mel Kiper or some of these other guys who've been around the league for a while, I think that's drastically hindered anybody that has speed. Everybody immediately thinks Willie Gault. They can't do anything else.
Yeah. That like you said, it takes us all back several years. I think I remember what's the name of Ronaldo Nehemiah. Although he truly was a track guy, he was just giving it a shot, you know, at football. Xavier Worthy is a football player first and foremost, really, and really has been that way since he arrived on campus at Texas. So, while I understand the speculation about, a guy of that size and how much punishment and durability he has, I think fans in Kansas City will be surprised with just how tough this guy is.
And also very smart. I mean, he's an academic All-American. What's he like off the field?
He's great. He was, in our locker room show, he was always one of the ones we wanted to have on because he's very effervescent. And like you said, he's brilliant. He's highly intelligent. He's one of those fun guys to visit with.
All right. Tell us about Jared Wiley, too. You guys had him at UT before he went on to TCU. So what's this kid all about?
Well, he's a tough tight end. You know, he kind of got caught in a numbers game at Texas. I mean, you're looking at Jatavion Sanders, who got drafted by the Panthers, and it was just basically a numbers game for him. But I know Sark and the coaching staff always liked Jared, and he did a good job for TCU. He did. In fact, he had a couple of touchdown catches against Texas when they faced up. Good hands, big target, good blocker, all those things you like to get out of a tight end.
But I think the Travis Kelce comparisons, man, I think they're so unfair to this kid, right? Everybody going, oh, he's a new Travis Kelce. Like, you can't have those expectations for anybody going into the league.
Yeah, I might want to hold off on that car wash just a little bit. Just give it a little more time on that for Jared. I think he'll be good over time. I think Chiefs fans will like him.
Craig, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the trek back to Austin after that late night there in Norman, Oklahoma, and enjoy the final days of the Big 12, my friend.
You bet. I appreciate it. Great to be on with you guys.
Always good to talk to you, my man. Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
He may be the busiest man at show business.
You say
I'm not
that.
Even joking.
No, he's always doing something, right?
I would hear Craig on Texas men's game, and then I would see him the next night at Allen Fieldhouse doing the women's game. basketball. I'm like, how did you get here?
He drove.
Like, how did you get? And then he'd have another game somewhere else, and he does all the high school, a bunch of high school stuff.
All
down
the
in
high
Texas.
School stuff is incredible. And like, then he's got a midday show.
Have game. Craig's there.
And
he's
then
amazing.
Does a show daily too. Yeah. Like it's insane. So I was behind the scenes a little bit. I talked to him on Thursday after the draft, and I wanted to get him on Friday, right? Because obviously Xavier Worthy went. He goes, I'm driving from Austin to Norman. I'm not going to get into 1 a.m. And like, yeah, he goes, game. I'm like, nope, that's
another
fine.
Game.
That's cool. We're good with that. We'll just talk to you on Monday if that works. And so we did. And obviously it's a good perspective to hear about Xavier Worthy and some of those behind the scenes things. Like I don't want to say I take umbrage with anything, but like, if you get hurt, why do these guys want to hide it so much? Because I understand the competition of the other team. But if you're Xavier Worthy, you got that busted up hand and everybody's giving you a rash of crap and dumping on you and saying you stink and you're no good, why not just say, yo, I broke my hand? Like, sometimes we hide injuries because we're so worried about, you know, the other team finding out that you're hurting your player in the eyes of his own fans.
If it messes with the narrative, I think it's best to get to change the narrative.
Right. Because we hear it all the time with players. That guy's been playing injured all year long. Well, then say something.
Yeah. Well, when it's to the level of it's a detrimental injury. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, players are injured a lot, right?
Right.
Are you hurt or are you injured? Mm-hmm. Well, when you're injured and you're playing, yeah. Well, get that out there sometimes. It changes the dynamic of how people feel about players. And you want that wrong narrative getting out there. I think it can be a dangerous thing.
Right.
I think... a couple of years ago with Mecole Hardman.
Hardman.
Like, I think it would have benefited the Chiefs at, you know, as it was going down to go, do you understand what this dude's been going through to try to get back on the field?
Like, didn't they have to sew his, like, torso back on? Like, didn't Mecole Hardman have something like that where it's like the top half of his body fell off and they had to reattach it to the bottom part?
I don't think it was quite that extensive, but. It kind of lingered on, like,
are
why
you
is,
sure?
Why isn't he playing? He's here. Why is he playing?
Top half of his body was over in a chair. Yeah.
Well, he had to go through this, and this. Just try to get out there,
right?
And then did give it a go. Those types of things, I think. Yeah, let on how hurt they are. Sometimes that's okay.
Yeah, it's all right to let people know. Hey, man, this guy's banged up. This guy's injured. He's fighting through some things. Like, if they would have come out last year and said, "Hey, quite honestly, Kadarius Toney has a broken leg, but he's trying to play on it." You probably would have given the guy. More benefit of the doubt when you do something like that. So
doesn't work in baseball though. Baseball's the absolute reverse because you go, oh, his arm was tired. And go, boom.
Yeah, well, because
got lit up. So I mean, maybe it depends on the sport. I don't know because we don't believe in baseball.
Well, because everybody gets hurt in baseball for an 18-week period. That's the thing in baseball. There's no pain tolerance for a lot of these guys in baseball.
But a guy gets lit up like three times, and you don't go, well, his arm's tired, and you go. Yeah, I don't believe that for a second.
Actually, he's going to have his shoulder repaired, and we'll see him in 2027.
Yeah. You know? Elbow contusion.
Yeah. Tired arm. Tired arm is my favorite.
Or the one I had, forearm tightness.
Forearm tightness,
arm
yes.
Arm fatigue or oblique. Those are my three favorites.
Who's supposed to get forearm tightness? Will Smith?
No. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's just pitched real briefly.
Yeah.
Still really, really.
All right, we're
briefly.
Losing by a lot. Will, you available?
Yeah. So dome was actually uttered. Dome. We'll get to that next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town about the Shack outside the game.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. So the roof was actually broached by Clark Hunt. The stadium vote obviously did not go through. The renovations did not pass. And now everything on the table, including a roof, something that we've asked for, we've called for, we think it'd be, I just always thought it'd be best for the community, even if they didn't want it necessarily as much for the football.
Right.
I can write those things into the language. You keep the roof open, blah, blah, blah. But for other things, non-football, I think it'd be beneficial for a stadium to have a roof. Nothing doesn't seem like it's something they ever were truly interested in until maybe now. Clark Hunt speaking over the weekend about the failed vote and that now options are on the table, and did mention dome.
I wouldn't say anything's changed in the last 2 or 3 weeks. We were obviously very focused on Arrowhead. And as I mentioned earlier, it's a special place for our fan base. And I believe it could be a special place for our fan base for another 25 years with the right renovation. But we're just going to have to be open-minded in how we approach this. And that may involve a new stadium. And it could be an open-air stadium or it could be a dome stadium.
Kind of a big deal there, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's
steadfast. Yeah.
They're finally listening to us.
Weren't interested. And now, like, well, you got to listen to everything now. Including maybe a dome. I've always thought the roof made sense. Get big events. They could cash in on big events.
Mm-hmm.
They could get more concerts and what have you. Kansas City would be in the mix, obviously, for Final Fours and bowl games and whatever.
Super Bowl,
whatever you'd want to do.
Frozen Four.
Gives you the opportunity to do those things aside from just straight up Chiefs football.
Yeah.
That I think make a lot of sense. And so to see them kind of coming around and saying, yep, now we have to consider this as well, I found very, very interesting.
Well, I think it's a fantastic idea to build a new stadium with a dome. It's something that I've wanted all along because I think it's time for this organization to have a big, beautiful new stadium with a dome, because that's where we're trending now in professional sports. We're trending towards teams being businesses and not being a sports team. And I know some people struggle with that, Josh. Like, they have this struggle, like, this is my football team. It's a business, and it's no different than Panasonic. It's no different than Cerner. It's no different than Sprint. It's no different than any of these businesses that we've seen here in town where we give tax breaks to and help build facilities and places like that for a lot of businesses, and cities have been doing this for years. Now, one of the biggest businesses in our town, one of the biggest tourist attractions in our town, wants a new venue in which to play, and they have 6.5 years to do it. The Dome makes the most sense because one thing when it comes to a business, you're always looking to grow your business, no matter what it is. If you're a beet farmer or if you're a football team owner, you're looking to find ways to make more money, consistently grow your business, consistently make more money. And the one thing that the Chiefs have done an amazing job of focusing on over the last couple of years has been the Arrowhead events side of things. They've done a great job with that, you know, bringing Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Billy Joel and all of the concerts and activities that you see outside of football to Arrowhead Stadium. But essentially from, I don't know, November to now, they're not able to do anything because you've got weather, you got cold, you got snow, you got the potential for all that kind of stuff. But if you have a dome stadium, now you can bring great events all winter long and all early spring long, which does include, but not limited to, the Super Bowl, the Final Four. We've talked WrestleMania in the past and having the opportunity to do something like that. And honestly, if you were at the Billy Joel Stevie Nicks concert this year, you would have loved that sucker to have been a roof. And it wouldn't have been so hot. People would have been dropping and dying from dehydration. You know, it was so hot. Not dying in that extent, but you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, it's so hot. Like, it was a miserable concert experience for a lot of people because of how hot it was. Imagine having a roof. Billy Joel wouldn't have had a sweat through his shirt. So I think you're going to have the opportunity.
Was he wearing one of those? We'll get to that in the next segment. One of those baseball uniforms? Is that why
he was? Yeah, okay, he was, definitely. Okay. So the Dome Stadium is not only good to bring those wintertime events, to bring those Final Fours and Super Bowls and all that kind of stuff. It's great for the summertime, too, for everybody to be a little bit more comfortable inside a big venue when it's 1,000,000 degrees outside. So they've got the opportunity to do it right. And I love the fact that Clark finally said what everybody's been thinking for a while. And to me, it just makes more sense at this point in time to build new than to continue to invest money into a stadium that you're only going to call home for the next 25 years. Because in 25 years, the cost of building a new will probably be triple of what it is right now. It's just the way inflation and everything goes. So attack it now, build new now, build that perfect stadium that the Chiefs as an organization and a franchise deserve for winning, you know, 3 Super Bowls in the last 5 years. Let's break ground and let's get this thing moving in the right direction. I think that's the right thing to do.
Although you do realize the ask will be much, much, much bigger.
Absolutely. But you had a chance. Like, I don't care about what you just said there anymore. There was an opportunity for the ask to not be that big.
I'm just saying they're
right?
They're going to be asking for a whole bunch more money.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a whole bunch more answers than this last go round where people were seemingly not happy with the lack of answers. Mm-hmm. They will both have to be super duper transparent. They learned nothing from the last election. You're going to have to be really, really transparent. Nobody handing you a blank check over here.
Right.
And so you're going to have to go through a lot. And that's also why I think you need to get going on it. Mm-hmm. Right. He's mentioned kind of the time frame where the time is ticking and renovations might not be the plan.
When we started on this process 3 years ago, it felt like we had a very long time, a long runway with about 9.5 years left on our lease. We're now down to 6.5. And so I do feel very much of a sense of urgency, and we will approach it from a broader perspective going forward, because time is short for us at this point. And so we need to see what other options are out there for
us. And you're going to have to explain a lot of things probably to a lot of people. So, yeah, time is indeed ticking.
Yeah,
but it's going to be a big ask.
Right.
Look at what Chicago's going to be asking.
Right.
Although that number keeps getting inflated by the hour.
Oh, it's stupid.
It's getting kind of gross already in Chicago, and they have no way to pay for that. But that portion of it remains to be seen. You're going to have two teams, obviously, asking now. They're going to probably split apart and do their own, asking different entities for different things. It's going to be interesting next, 18 months, year,
well,
whatever,
I mean,
18 months.
Who knows? It may be faster than that, right? And then also, too, you've got the Cardinals looking for state money as well, which is Missouri. So that's why I think it's time to break these teams apart. One should go to Kansas and one should stay in Missouri. I don't know that Missouri can afford to keep both of these teams and pay for the Cardinals as well. It's a lot of money that you're asking for. And with 6.5 years ago, he keeps saying time is of the essence. I think that's very key right there. Just keep that in the back of your mind when you're seeing how all of this plays out. He keeps talking about time being of the essence. Which state would you bet on right now to get something done sooner, Kansas or Missouri? I personally would bet on Kansas because, number one, they don't need a public vote for money. They've got those star bonds and everything over there in the state of Kansas, and Laura Kelly has a rainy day fund, for lack of a better term, to lure businesses to the state. They've got money over there that they can use, the state of Kansas.
Although, if you believe everybody involved, no one has talked.
Well, sure.
Clark Hunt was asked about it again, point blank. Not talk to Kansas.
Right.
The governor says, have not talked to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, why?
Well, yeah.
why haven't you? Everybody should be talking at this point in time.
Maybe but because they're just saying, we don't need to talk. We're ready to go.
If you believe that, then they still have some work to do there. But we'll see.
Right. I'm not buying that. But anyway, that's just me. But in Kansas, you don't need a public vote for that money. And then Missouri can't even figure out sports gambling right now. What makes you think they're going to be able to get their act together over there to try to come up with something now when time is of the essence? And I think that was the key part there that Clark Hunt mentioned. We thought time didn't matter. That was 3 years ago. That went like this. We have 6.5 years left now to get something done.
And that's also a little message to the people who are going, why was this thing rushed?
It wasn't rushed.
I told you, they've been
10 years
They've been underway with... For 3 years.
For 3 years already. Right. It was not a rush process.
Research and negotiation and what have you.
Right.
Yeah.
And from what I believe and from what I've been told, in Missouri, you have to have a vote to use public funds. In Kansas, they've got that money available where you don't. And if you go to a vote of the people, let's say in the entire state of Missouri, do you think people in St. Louis are going to vote yes to do something good over here? Probably not. So I think this is the right time for both franchises to go their separate ways, figure it out on their own. And I think in a perfect world for me, the Chiefs build a brand new stadium just east of 435 in KCK over by that Compass Mineral Soccer Complex, and the Royals build a brand new stadium downtown. And that way, each state now has the burden to pay for one of these things, and all of the money is not just on the state of Missouri to have to come up with this, and us freeloaders in Kansas can finally pay our share.
Hmm. This comes from the 913, but so tear down an icon and move 26 miles away. Dumb. Well, that's where we're at. Like,
you had the chance to keep
the vote. Didn't pass.
Stadium.
Everything is now up for discussion.
Right.
Including a roof.
Which is
the most exciting part of the other day for me.
Right.
Again, retractable. I'm talking retractable roof. No, I don't want a permanent roof. I want a retractable roof.
Right.
I think everybody does. I think the Chiefs probably in their heart of hearts do.
Yeah.
They want it to be open.
Right.
We'll get all that language.
Mm-hmm.
They'll keep it open.
Right.
But you know what? They'll close it when they need to close it for other events.
For other events, yeah. From the 913, didn't the Cardinals get a new stadium less than 20 years ago? Mm. Yeah, but that's an eternity in sports anymore.
Yeah.
And they're not looking to build new. They're looking to upgrade. But, I mean, Texas goes through baseball stadiums like I go through toilet paper.
I know. I feel, like, lucky that we've been able to piecemeal these two stadiums together.
Isn't
as long
it nuts?
As we have.
For as long as we have. Yeah. Like, you know, 20 years for a stadium is about the time where people start looking around going, all right, time to upgrade. What can we do now?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. People keep saying it would have passed with the Royals. No, I don't think it would have. That Chiefs plan was nothing. Like, the Chiefs plan, honestly, if you really look at it and you're honest with yourself, did that look like a plan that they put a lot of thought and effort into?
I think that was also a relatively low ask.
Right.
Yeah.
But why would they go with something like that just to go for 25 years to put an activation zone in? Start adding it up, guys. Start dotting I's and crossing T's and really thinking about it. Activation zones and trees in the parking lot.
Not very exciting.
Nobody who saw that plan
was wowed
by
no.
it.
No, uh-uh.
Uh-oh. Even the die-hardiest of Chiefs fans looked at that and went, what does that do for me? Right? You're going to have more suites, expensive seating, and things of that nature. One of the reasons why I wanted it to pass is because when they build the new stadium, it's not going to be cheap. We're not going to be able to afford it.
Probably won't be an activation zone outside. It'll be
it'll be all inside. Yeah, you activated your ticket. Right?
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
You have it all wrong. Royals to Kansas. Chiefs stay home, buddy.
I don't think that you can make
that
assumption.
That's where we are, guys, though. if you're wedded to there's no way the Chiefs will leave, there's no way this is happening, you're viewing it wrong. You had that
Anything
opportunity.
Anything can happen right now.
Relocation is very much on the table for both of these teams right now. It happens from the 785. The Braves have played in three stadiums since 96.
Yeah, it's nuts.
The Falcons only played in the Georgia Dome for 25 years. Yeah. It happens. Stadiums get old fast. We are very fortunate enough that Lamar Hunt and Ewing Kauffman had a vision of doing the separate stadiums and not a cookie cutter stadium at the time. And we were fortunate enough that we had great architects here in Kansas City that designed those stadiums and have kept them looking that way. Everything's on the table now. So when you hear this stuff about the Chiefs potentially moving to Kansas or whatever the case may be, you can't get mad anymore. The opportunity was there to keep it the way that it was. The voters said no. And so now the Chiefs have to do what's best for them and what's best for their business. And what's best for their business is probably building a new dome stadium somewhere.
Let's go over a retractable roof. I don't want a dome.
Okay, whatever, yeah.
I want the sunlight to be able to shine through sometimes. So apparently it was all Nike's fault. We'll get to that next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
Today's his birthday,
seeing
right?
Things that I may never see.
91
again.
Years old today.
Huh. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Did I just read somewhere like he's taking his big concert to Philadelphia or something?
Touring. He's touring.
Oh, he's definitely touring. He's got a big concert every summer. Willie Nelson Fest, they call it.
He'll be in New Braunfels, Texas, coming up in May.
All right. Where's he playing in New Braunfels?
The Whitewater Amphitheater.
All right. Good job out of you, Willie. That's right there in the heart of his people.
Lincoln, Nebraska in mid-May.
Mm-hmm.
Madison, Wisconsin. Well, he's definitely touring.
No, he's clearly
Des Moines,
touring.
At the end of May.
But he's doing like Willie Nelson Fest, I think, in
Ozarks
Philadelphia.
Ozarks Amphitheater on May the 26th.
Hey, here you go, Nathan. Get down there for that.
I'm good.
No, he's all over. He's got a bunch of dates. Oof. Yeah, he's on the road again. That's
yeah,
sure.
Where's his
good
July 4th
grief
show?
I'm just saying he's got a boatload of dates. It's like every night. Willie's 4th of July picnic.
That's what it is.
In Camden, New Jersey.
Camden, yeah.
At the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Had Austin built a dome stadium, he would have kept the show there, but they didn't, so he left.
Mm. They'll be doing Outlaw Fest right after that.
The hell's that?
Well, it's Outlaw Fest. Mm. So the Outlaws get together and fest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the tour, I guess. Mm. Dylan, Mellencamp, Willie. Touring would be the answer, though, whenever you're questioning it. So
Robert Zimmerman's dead, isn't he?
Robert Zimmerman?
Yeah.
Who, Bob Dylan?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I thought Dylan passed. Maybe he didn't. Mm-mm. I could be wrong.
Well, I hope not. He's got a bunch of dates coming. This weekend at Bernie's with him on the road. What are we doing here?
Weekend at Bernie's was on the other day. And my daughters are like, is this the movie where they like take over the dead guy's house? I'm like, yep, you nailed it.
That's the plot.
Mm-hmm.
This from ESPN, MLB to address uniforms after player complaints. Of course, it won't happen until next season because we don't operate super fast. But
they're saying at the latest next season.
Yeah. Will happen at the latest by the beginning of next season. Apparently, it's Nike's fault now. We found somebody to actually blame for all this.
Yep.
The union has absolved Fanatics, which was taking a bunch of heat. They were making these jerseys for Nike, and they were doing it wrong. Now they say, nope. It's a Nike tried to switch up its uniform to make it better and messed it up.
This is like George Costanza all over again.
So now the MLB Players Association is going to get larger lettering to the back of jerseys. I know that was a big deal to people. I just didn't get it. But anyway,
you made the major leagues. You want your name to pop.
You want better fonts. I mean, this feels like you're going to swindle them for something else. Like, fine, we'll give you bigger fonts. We'll take more of the revenue sharing or something. You know what I mean? Like,
you're wrong.
One of those classic. Nope. We're going to dump this for something
else. You're wrong. This isn't football.
Oh, that's the NFL. My bad. You're right. Yeah.
Baseball, the players run the roost.
Yeah. The NFL players would totally give up bigger fonts for something prominent.
Baseball players want bigger fonts because they do.
I guess I missed this portion of it.
And their dads all called Major League Baseball and said, our sons need bigger fonts as they pulled up their salmon slacks.
The mismatched gray tops and bottoms. I didn't realize we had mismatched tops and bottoms.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't paid attention to that portion of it. And the fact that you look like a drowned mess when you sweat in it. So those are what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So the changes will happen at the latest by the beginning of 2025. We'll also include fixes to the pants.
Let's get the pants fixed.
To
the
make
last
them
thing,
non-see-through.
I'm tired of seeing people's booties hanging out.
Yeah. This has been entirely a Nike issue, the memo to players read. At its core, what has happened here is that Nike was innovating something that didn't need to be innovated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stance from the union. It's great. So they added an update to their system software that didn't need to happen.
Right.
So not Fanatics' fault. Mm. Apparently it's Nike's fault.
Mm. Does it make you like say, boy, should I buy any Nike products if this is what they're doing to Major League Baseball? Mm.
The union says, we caution Nike against various changes when they previewed them in 2022, particularly regarding the pants. MLB had been and has been aware of our concerns as well. Unfortunately, until recently, Nike's position has essentially boiled down to nothing to see here. Players will need to adjust. I'm glad they got that taken care of.
When was the last time a Major League Baseball player ever adjusted to something adverse? I mean, we had one gentleman say he was risking his life, bro.
We had to ban the shift. For failure to adjust.
Right. We had to put in a pitch clock for failure to adjust. They say baseball's a game of adjustments, maybe on the field, but these cats ain't adjusting to anything that causes them any sort of whatever the word is I'm looking for. We're going to need you to wear these pants. I'm not wearing them.
I just find it funny that it's become such a big deal. that they're literally like, okay, fine, we're going to address it. But it's going to take
the pants are splitting open.
But it's going to take a while.
The pants are coming undone.
Can't possibly get those rectified quickly.
Where are the old ones? You know every clubhouse guy's got the old pants sitting around.
Yes, they're probably hanging in a closet somewhere.
Just put them on.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's no way. There's no way Major League Baseball players were ever going to adjust to these uniforms. Mm. They were going to pout, go into the center of the room, and scream about it until they got what they wanted. Mm.
So, something called Stacker is really carving into our narrative. They have compiled the most popular restaurant cuisine in Kansas City list.
This was an upset.
The most popular cuisine in Kansas City, you'd think would be automatic.
Automatic.
We're known for it.
Spaghetti. I mean, Applebee's.
Closer, yes. Yeah. Yes. Burgers would be number one.
Right.
Burgers were number one.
That's right. 593 restaurants in Kansas City specializing in burgers.
You get your burger.
Number two is Mexican. 582 restaurants in Kansas City specializing in Mexican food.
Okay.
Number three
is a very underappreciated portion of Kansas City.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think it's very appreciated.
I'm saying no? I think we should celebrate more. There were some great Mexican restaurants.
Oh, great Mexican restaurants here. Yeah. I mean we are a Mexican restaurant hotbed.
Yep.
Number three, traditional American, 506 restaurants.
Sure.
Number four, pizza, 427 restaurants.
And so I think we could do better.
Yeah. I think we can too. Chinese coming in at number five, 189 restaurants. Mm. New American coming in at number six, featuring 159 restaurants. Seafood coming in at number seven.
What?
153 restaurants. Barbecue coming in at number eight. 143 restaurants specializing in barbecue.
Wow.
Five times as many specialize in burgers and Mexican than they do barbecue.
I suppose that's good in a way. And keep down the list of people who do it right.
Isn't that crazy?
So I guess we're known more for burgers.
Yes. Kansas City, the burger capital of Mid-America.
Who knew?
Everybody serves a burger, though. Is that really specializing?
Even a barbecue restaurant will sell you a burger.
Even a barbecue place will sell you a burger.
Yeah.
Italian comes in at number nine. 117 restaurants, and then Japanese comes in at number 10, 64.
I thought chicken would be on there somewhere, but I was kind of surprised.
No, chicken is not on the list at all, no.
Unless that's considered new American.
Could be.
Chicken tenders, I figured, was somewhere.
No, not on the list.
So, the burger capital of America.
There you go.
So, next time, when all the draft picks are asked,
Have you tried the burger? Where are you sending somebody for that burger?
Yeah. Have you tried the burger?
Where should I go?
Well, it's 500 and some options for you.
583 restaurants in town.
Yeah.
As the text line points out, hashtag Cowtown.
A little bit so.
Got a lot of them cows standing out there chewing on their poop. Don't they eat each other's poop or something?
They eat their regurge.
Their puke, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's mad on the text line.
About what?
Just because that many restaurants serve burgers doesn't mean that's what we're known for. Hell, 50% of those burger spots are McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's.
Mm.
From the 913, what the hell is New American? Beats the hell out of me. It's probably like a salad with cut up like watermelon and shrimp on top of it or something. Or maybe they take your radish and make it a flower.
The picture that goes with the New American is a shrimp salad.
There you go.
Have you tried the burger?
Welcome to Kansas City, Xavier. Have you tried our burger?
I think you better. Seems to be the one.
Huh? Burger? Thought this was a barbecue place.
Well, you can have the burger, too, with burnt ends on top of it. Mm-hmm. <That'd be cool. laughs> But there is that misperception, I find anyway, that we eat barbecue every day. I don't know anybody who eats a barbecue every day. Right?
I wouldn't be able to move.
No.
Like, barbecue right now, for us, is almost turned into when somebody else is in town.
Somebody else comes into town, you want to take them for barbecue?
Oh, yeah. Look, if you're out there and you're going to barbecue on your lunch break, I mean, more power to you, but it's a treat for me.
Yeah.
And once I have that big barbecue meal, I'm out for
you. You want to sleep? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm definitely consuming more burgers than I am barbecue. It's not even close. And probably more chicken strips too.
A lot of chicken strips these days. Yeah. Those Ben Maller chicken tenders the other night were fantastic at the Land.
You were walking around, I think, by then, but Kling was throwing a fit. He couldn't wait for the chicken tenders.
Oh, was he?
He could not wait.
You were throwing a fit? You caused the scene?
Well, no. I
was getting hangry, probably.
He just showed up hangry.
Yeah, I was a little bit hangry.
So you were trying to be like Eddie Mitchell? Or?
I had not eaten all day in anticipation of the Ben Maller chicken fingers.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, it was mine. I was anticipating whatever, and I was really hungry. I got the ones with the Cajun spice on them.
That's the one I got. Grilled ones. Oh my God. They were I had them over the weekend because I didn't get a chance to really eat when I was there on Thursday. I had them the other night. Fantastic.
They were terrific.
Yeah. Good from the 816. It's probably because we cook our own barbecue. There is that.
There's that because everybody's an expert on doing it themselves now. So it's a little more in-house.
Mm-hmm.
But also you don't want probably five. I mean, it just feels like sometimes there's 500 barbecue restaurants here.
Yeah, but there's not.
There's not.
183.
And you want to have... you want to have it done right. Mm-hmm. So I like that we've narrowed it down a little bit. Anybody can make a burger, right?
Right.
Conceivably.
From the 913, I blame Frank White. I do too.
Barbecuing's more difficult.
Right.
So get it right. So tell people we're known for our burgers too. Don't forget.
After you try the barbecue, make sure you try one of our renowned burgers.
Mm-hmm.
We use ham in it because it's a hamburger. Shh, don't tell anybody.
No beef.
Then it would be called a beef burger,
it's
dummy.
Oh, what's for dinner? When our cows get loose, we make burgers.
That's right.
What happens? If you missed any of the show today, a lot of revelations about stadium projects. Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, told us about Xavier Worthy. We talked to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. You missed any of that today, you can check it out, as always, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it for free, listen on the go, catch up on podcasts, all that good stuff on the free Odyssey app. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.